Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia was a Heisman Trophy finalist, one of five people in New York on Saturday. He came in second place. They only give the trophy to one person.
Yeah.
But he was kind of a sore loser about it.
He was.
He said some gracious things in the moment, but then on social media, he said to F the Heisman voters.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk fingers were taking action.
He later apologized, but I'm sorry. You can't unsay it.
And it was like a weak apology. He's like, I'm sorry. I've just always been I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, it's one that never works.
Right.
He and his two brothers walking down the aisle, the people were posting like the Lollipop Kids from Wizard of Oz. This is the Theme, 40 and 2 podcast, friends of the end, and now they start talking. How was our weekend, y'all?
I was good. I did not anticipate it, but I went to In-N-Out.
Oh,
I saw your post, yeah.
And? Well, my friend who is an In-N-Out evangelist.
Right.
And had already gone one or two times before. And when I said, like, what do you want to do? He's like, you want to go to In-N-Out?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, okay. So we went to the Lebanon.
I will show you what to do.
It wasn't that bad as a wait.
Okay.
So it was less than 60 minutes from standing, going to the line and then getting our food.
So you went in.
We went inside.
Okay,
yeah.
And it wasn't life-changing. It was good.
I think a lot of people, it's the nostalgia of it.
Sure.
It's something you grew up with and you're really into it. Yeah. And it was good. I don't know if I would make like a pilgrimage there all the time. But
Or wait for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you guys do?
I had a kind of low-key weekend. We did a lot of stuff. We finished up my Christmas shopping and the wrapping.
Sweet.
Which means I crammed them in the gift bags.
Because that's how I do.
Yep.
I think
that's
give yourself
I do. Yeah. 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 I actually wrote names on them. So, that's good.
That's awesome.
I feel like
wow. You really went above and beyond.
Yeah. And then yesterday it was so cold that, our heater was having a little hard time keeping up.
Oh, no.
Just because it dropped so fast overnight.
Right.
So, yeah, it was football and electric blankets.
A little chilly.
Yeah. Dang. Saturday, we just got stuff done around the house, prepping for a baby to come.
Yes.
Hopefully this weekend. And then yesterday, we went to church. I meal prepped a little bit. And then we had kind of a holiday party with our small group, kind of wrapping the year up and everything.
Nice.
That was good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Horrifying and shocking story. Yesterday, Rob Reiner, director and actor, and along with his wife, Michelle, were found stabbed to death in their home in California. Now they're saying their son, Nick, is in custody.
Oh, wow.
So that's just an awful story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sad.
Their throats were slit.
Ugh.
Which is, oh my God.
By a family member, possibly.
Yeah. I know. What an awful thing.
It's terrible.
So if you're feeling lucky, you might want to buy a Powerball ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Because the jackpot is at $1.1 billion.
With a B, billion.
Billion dollars.
So I guess
billion.
The chance of hitting the grand prize is 1 in 292 million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
While the odds of winning a million are only 1 in 11.7 million.
Ooh.
Oh.
So yeah, that's a guarantee almost right there.
It's news if you don't win.
Well, in breaking news, L.L. Bean is going to be opening up a store in Franklin. It's the first in Tennessee. So
and go get your upscale outdoorsy wear.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the preppy people are screaming with joy.
My wife loves that place.
Does she?
Really?
She adores it.
Oh.
She keeps wanting to put me in clothes. Like we get the catalog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, you want this for Christmas? I said, no. I said, stop trying to dress me like your dad. And she's like, you want that? I go, don't get me anything from the catalog. If it's plaid, send it back.
It is a Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Shall we begin?
Let's. What do you call Santa without a GPS? A lost clause.
Oh.
Jim, what do you call a sleepwalking nun?
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
Oh.
Woody, I've reached the point in my life where every night at 11:30, I realize it's 7 o'clock.
Daylight savings time. Jim, I was arrested over the weekend just for holding a woman's hand.
Really?
Of course, the police asked, where's the rest of her body?
Oh, gosh.
Hold it back. I got my wife a matching belt and bag for Christmas.
Mm.
Should have the vacuum cleaner working in no time.
Oh, God. Jim, a guy walks into a barber shop and says, Bob Peters here? He says, no, we just cut hair. Thank you.
I said to my wife, when I eat alphabet soup, I only eat the vowels. And she said, why? I said, sometimes.
Ooh. Ah. Jim, I canceled my plans to sell pencils that have erasers on both ends. It seemed pointless.
My friend Joe went on the Dolly Parton diet.
Mm.
It really made Jolene.
Jolene. Jim, I bought some Christmas lights. My neighbor said, are you going to put them up yourself? I said, no, I'm going to put them on the roof, you pervert. Thank you. Sound of the last couple of days of the 12 days of giveaways. We're crawling underneath our Woody and Jim Christmas tree. Here in the studio, we have Angela in Nashville on the line. Hello, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a couple of packages to choose from.
So there's one that's kind of long and rectangular that has poinsettias on it.
Oh.
Bright red poinsettias.
I love poinsettias.
The other is a gift bag. Mm. With Santa Claus on it, and Santa is all sparkly.
which present would you like us to open?
I like poinsettias.
Okay.
Poinsettias.
Okay. Oh, you're in luck.
It's the yodeling pickle. Yep. It's it looks exactly like a pickle. And it yodels. Gather the kids round. Grandpa's going to play the yodeling pickle now.
It's a gag gift that has lived in my garage for the last 2 years. But it's yours if you would like it, or you can choose what's in the other package. What would you like to do?
You know, I bought one of those last year, so I'll put it back and try my chances.
Okay. Already got a yodeling pickle.
Oh, okay.
Who knew there were two out there?
That's right. Didn't realize there was repeat customers.
All right.
All right. What's in the other package, Gina?
Open that up.
All right. It is a pair of tickets to the Yacht Rock Review at the Ryman.
Woo! Woo!
Get your Yacht Rock on.
Yes. You should take your yodeling pickle with you, though.
That's true.
Totally.
Since you already have
one. But you'll have to bring your own because you gave up this beautiful pickle that's going to get wrapped up again and put under the tree. Maybe tomorrow morning somebody will get the pickle.
Fingers crossed. We can only hope.
Yay.
12 days of giveaways continues with Woody and Jim.
Thanks, Angela.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
So this woman in England, she is a farmer and she has animals, including reindeer. She keeps on her farm.
Nice.
One of the reindeer was born in May, but its mother could not provide milk. So something didn't happen, that reindeer would not make it.
Wow.
Oh, no.
So she named the reindeer Lars and brought Lars inside so she could bottle feed Lars into, I don't know, toddlerhood of reindeer. And it worked. Lars is doing fine.
Yay.
And she says the reason he's doing great is because he was adopted by the dogs that live in the house.
Oh,
oh, cute.
The dogs are really fundamental, I think, because they gave him the that animal interaction. You know, they would lick him. And just that snuggling up together, he had companionship. He needed to be part of a family.
This is wonderful. He was part of the pack.
That's so
awesome.
Cute.
You go, Lars the reindeer. And by the way, he's out and with this herd now. So
okay.
He enjoyed his time in with the dog family. Now he's with his reindeer family.
You know, I used to be a dog. That's cute.
This mood boost is brought to you by Opryland USA, reminding Nashville daily that we used to have nice things.
Gina, your husband had a very embarrassing situation.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, we were signing up to do to help volunteer at our church's like newly established young adults ministry.
Okay, cool.
So gotcha. we wanted to get more information about it. So we like asked for more information and got all of it. And my husband still needed to fill out like the serve form or something. So one of the guys at our church texted him saying, hey, can you fill this out? So we were going to ask him yesterday at church what it was and get more information.
Right.
So we're walking out of the service and my husband spots him. So he goes over and he's like, hey, man, like, I got your text. Just wanted to get some more info. And I'm looking at the guy and I'm like, that's not who he thinks he's talking to. That's not.
Just took a random other person and assumed that was the guy.
And to be fair, they look a little similar. And my husband has only really seen like the guy he's supposed to talk to like two times. So it's a fair mistake.
Honest mistake.
Yeah. Yes, but like still. So in my head, in the split second, I'm like, do I say anything? Because I don't want to offend my husband or this guy. But then I'm like, no. Like this guy clearly has no idea what my husband's
talking about. Somebody with a similar hairstyle and height.
Yes.
Let's let this play out. Give me the popcorn.
Yeah. Do I just sit back and watch? No, I was like, I should probably say something. So I was like, oh, Landon, this isn't Diego. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm not Diego. And Landon was like, he got red instantly. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, man. The guy's like, no, you're good. Like, I think he probably said, like, it happens all the time, which I'm sure it doesn't. But it was, oh gosh.
Let him off easy.
Oh, Landon was mortified. Yes. Mortified. Like, walked out. He's like, we're leaving. We're going to a different church now. I can't do this. And the funniest part is, like, the part where Landon, like, he wants to volunteer in production, and the guy that he mistook Diego for would be the guy that is over Landon.
So he's going to be working with him anyway.
Yes. So I'm like, you guys are going to be best friends now. Like, this is such a, like, you know, it's funny.
A constant reminder of your social blunder.
The icebreaker of, I thought you were somebody else.
Yes, but it literally affected him all day yesterday. He was just, like, so beat up about it and so embarrassed, and I'm still laughing about it. So, married life, I guess.
To everybody.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it wasn't me, because it's much more funny when it happens
to somebody
else.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, ha-ha, pointing my finger at him. Like,
that kind of stuff happens all the time. My girlfriend Melissa and I were in Target not long ago, and I thought she was standing right next to me as we're walking through the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was being chivalrous. I said, hey, walk behind, walk ahead of me. I just farted. And then I turned and it wasn't her. It was just some random guy said, okay, thanks.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is so funny.
I was trying to be polite.
I'm sure he appreciated it instead of being downwind. Yeah.
This man was kind of rude, but he was courteous about it.
Woody and Jim in the Morning totally hits 93.3. We are ready to play Gender Wars, as always brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys, we have Mark in Bellevue. For the ladies, we have Jenny in Cottontown. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with Jenny. Jenny, tell us something you have a bunch of.
Blankets, which works perfect for mornings like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cold winter mornings demand lots of blankets.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What about you, Mark? Tell us something you have a bunch of.
At home, there is a lot of estrogen because of the 8 living things in my house.
Whoa.
Living things.
I am the only testosterone-based individual.
You're the only. You've never seen the inside of your own bathroom.
You're an estrogen collector.
Do I own a bathroom? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I just rent.
It's just a rumor.
This is a closed door on the side of the house. We don't know.
Well, let's see if that gives Mark an advantage playing Gender Wars.
He's been a huge advantage. Huge.
That's right.
Jenny's
That's
already right. claiming this is unfair. But let's begin.
Yeah, exactly. The last one said I was more of a woman than her, so I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Jenny, we start with you with a multiple choice question. Jenny, is Link the video game hero of Legend of Zelda, Halo, or Grand Theft Auto?
Legend of Zelda.
Yes. Woo! Right. Good job.
Good start. All right, Mark. Is Beyonce in American Eagle, Wrangler, or Levi's jeans commercials?
Oh, Levi's.
Yes.
Levi's. Jenny, how many of your opponent's ships do you have to sink to win a game of Battleship?
Five.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Gosh. Oh my gosh.
You knew it or you Googled really fast.
I didn't Google. I wish I would have thought about Googling. That was completely a lucky guess.
All right, good job.
All right, Mark. Secret brand ladies deodorant comes in what color containers?
White.
No, it's light blue.
Light blue.
Dove is white.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
You know what? What does that say about his household now?
All the ladies in there don't use deodorant?
If it's for platinum, I might have to file a protest and send a picture of it, if I can find it in my house.
Oh, that's right. They use the platinum, the industrial grade. All right. You can win it with a correct answer here, Jenny. You're watching a football game at SoFi Stadium. What city are you in? We need an answer.
Out of time.
You're in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is where that is. Okay, that means you have a chance to tie it up there, Mark.
Mariah Carey is the mother of twin boys. Who is their father?
Someone who's going to repopulate the earth, I'm pretty sure. It would be Nick Cannon.
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
He's competing with Elon Musk right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to settle this with Name That Song with lyrics.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
So, Jenny, you can have up to 5 lines from a song to identify it. How many will you want?
3.
All right. Mark, you want to do it in less than 3?
I'm going to go out on a limb here because I'm trying to say the time of year and everything. I'm going to guess it's maybe a Christmas song, so I'm going to say 1.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, this is daring.
Let's see if your strategy works out for you. Okay.
Here's your 1 line, Mark. And the Jailer Man and Sailor Sam.
What Christmas classic is that?
I'm sitting here right now and I can hear it.
And the title is.
We were looking for Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. That's tough.
The quintessential Christmas song.
Paul McCartney's attempted.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Jenny's
season's greetings.
She's got a couple of tickets to the Music City Bowl to see the Vols. Congratulations. Well done. It was fun having both of you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim and Totally Hits 93.3.
Arctic Blast. It's supposed to be over today, though.
Yep.
It got really, really super cold. It's supposed to warm up. Be even in the 60s by the middle of the week. So
right.
Just
at least up
bear
to the 30s this afternoon, which we're grateful for.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
So here's another reason that the future might be dim for the human race.
Okay.
So this has been going around on social media. This is she's a young woman who has just purchased her own home.
Okay.
And she was talking to her mother, and she was talking about, I guess, whatever the yard around it needs dirt. Okay. So they can plant grass and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she did a little searching on Facebook Marketplace for people that will bring dirt to your house.
Okay.
And she was convinced she'd have the entire job done for $8.
Wow.
What
affordable dirt.
Here she is talking to her mother, who realizes she doesn't know what her daughter is talking about.
Look, $8. Fill dirt.
A yard, honey.
Yeah, look at all this dirt. That'll fill my yard.
Baby, you're not going to only spend $8 and cover your whole yard.
Mom, $8 a yard.
Yes.
To fill my yard.
$8 a yard.
Yes.
Oh no, my honey, a yard.
Yes, my yard.
A yard. How many yards? How many acres is it in your back?
I just have 1 yard.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
My yard is only 3 feet.
It's about 5 minutes long, the conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the mother is not explaining that she's confusing a unit of measurement.
Right.
Right, with her, your actual yard.
She did try to explain to her, you know how, like, when I go to Joann Fabrics and yeah. I buy a yard of fabric, it's only a little bit of fabric?
Yeah.
But she just kept going, no, they say $8 for a yard. And that I have a yard. I only have one yard.
The entire $8.
Yard. Oh, my gosh. You can tell she used mommy and daddy's credit card growing up because she yeah. clearly has no concept. Like,
no $8 financial literacy.
Yeah, for like an entire yard. Like,
nothing sus about that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be there when the delivery truck arrives.
Right.
And they just bring you like a plastic kiddie pool full of dirt. There's your yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy.
Or it comes in, you know, like one of those sacks, like oh, enough yeah. for 1 yard, like for 3 feet. Oh, my goodness.
If you saw about 50 people dressed as Buddy the Elf hopping through downtown Nashville on Broadway.
Hopping, doing hopscotch on the crosswalks.
You were not seeing things. Just a bunch of people with festive cheer.
Gotta love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
We are ready for another Woody and Jim joke off. Yes. Yes, it's true. We got terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Here we go. Jim, I misplaced Dwayne Johnson's cutting tool in the origami workshop.
Yeah.
I can't believe I lost The Rock's paper scissors. That took a long time to get there, didn't it?
Yeah. Woody, who's the best local Nashville celebrity every Christmas?
Hmm.
Reese Witherspoon.
Jim, what's the best Christmas present?
I don't know.
A broken drum. You just can't beat it.
Justin Timberlake announced he's going to be joining the war efforts in the Ukraine.
Really?
He's going to be stationed along the Crimea River.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah.
Jim, I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's yesterday.
Yeah?
His mom got so pissed.
That was close. That almost got Jim.
That was close.
But I gave a clap. Mm. Woody, whoever said we don't need paper because we have computers has obviously never tried to wipe their butt with an iPad. Oh, I don't know. That's never fair when I
Jim
do it.
Jim knows if it butt has the jokes butt get me it. Every time.
Yeah.
What are we doing today, y'all?
My mom got back in town, so probably just catching up with her. And
nice.
She always has a ton of stuff for me to do, so... try not to lose my cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Tonight is movie night. Everybody's coming over to the house, Ooh. And I'll be making kind of like a pork soup.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Really
oh.
good.
Very
and,
cool.
And, yeah, then we'll watch a movie.
Nice. Cool. On my way home, I'll be stopping to get a Powerball ticket or two.
Yeah.
Because it's $1.1 billion tonight. And also, I'll be on the phone trying to arrange for new car insurance.
Ooh.
Yay.
I had some accidents. Only one of them was my fault, but they decided to drop me as a person anyway.
Yeah.
So, damn you, Liberty!
Liberty!
Yeah.
Damn you and your Limu.
Yeah, take your Limu and head out. So, we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3.